We're over at the Lahoma Wheat Field Day, the virtual wheat tour, that is. We're speaking with Brian Arnell. Let's talk a little bit about your long-term fertility study.
Yeah, so the long-term fertility study here was established in 1971 by Dr. Billy Tucker. It's been managed by all the soil fertility specialists over the years, so Dr. Tucker to Dr. Westerman, and now currently managed by Dr. Bill Ron. That study has nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium treatments in it, and they've been the same treatments since it was established in 1971. What I was talking about today goes into the fact that it was established as a continuous cultivated wheat field. So you work the field, plant the wheat, like normal production wheat. About 10 years ago, it was converted to no-till. So it's been a no-till continuous wheat field for the last 10 years. Last summer, I had a lot of my students and extra crew go in, and we sampled the long-term fertility studies every inch deep to 6 inches deep. We wanted to look at how the nutrients and the soil aspects were layered in a no-till system.
So you've preached that investing in nitrogen is always a good idea. Talk to us a little bit about that.
And so the investment in nitrogen, we look at nitrogen investment in this crop, and there's been some research out of other states recently saying if we add nitrogen, we reduce our carbon. Well, this long-term study, along with Magruder and all the others, actually show that the crop to produce more organic matter, to produce more organic carbon in the soil, we need more nitrogen. We need more crops. So managing nitrogen is extremely important. Not enough. We don't have the plant biomass to create the carbon. Too much, we actually cause problems, that you can see if our long terms now, of acidification if we start over-applying nitrogen beyond crop demand. So we need to strike that balance, which is, it's hard in production because at Lahoma, in the last 10 years, we've had 30 bushel crop and we've had 90 bushel crop.
Well, from looking around the state and the region of the 2020 crop, how have farmers done as far as like getting enough nutrients to produce a good crop?
Oh, it's been really hit and miss year. The problem with this year is similar to the last couple, actually, is that pre-plant nitrogen tended not to stay around. We've had too much fall rain, too much spring rain, and so when you have that kind of rain happening in fall and spring, anything applied in the summer is likely gone. So I've seen a lot of deficiencies in the fields that were applied in the summer. So not that pre-plant anhydrous just didn't stick around. I've also seen some issues with the guys that were applying in December and January, still having some deficiencies early on in March. I contributed that a little bit to our shallow root. We had a lot of rains, and we just didn't root down at depth this year. So we had a lot of nitrogen deficiencies, but we had opened up window into that March time frame right around hollow stem where a lot of producers were getting out and putting on a top dress nitrogen. Those that did it have really seen the benefits come around, really good production. That wheat really came on, and that delayed application is going to end up giving them a better protein.
Lessons from the 2020 crops that the farmers might take into account when they're looking at planting for next year.
The lessons, and I'm going to go back to that pre-plant. In our wetter area, the pre-plant failed us because it just didn't stick around. Nitrogen is mobile, so that rain washes it out. In other areas where we started having the droughts, Fairview and regions like that, pre-plant nitrogen produced a bigger plant, and now you're running out. So the lessons that producers should really take is that we do not, for grain-only nitrogen, we do not need pre-plant nitrogen. We need to delay it into the cropping season where we know what crop we have. We don't need a big plant. This delayed nitrogen is going to give us a shorter stature plant, better standability, less likely to lay over if we have good yields. And also in a drought condition, we're going to have less biomass to have support and less water uptake. So delay that nitrogen, let it get a crop out.
Any surprises you saw out there today?
Not today. Well, just as a crop as a whole, we've got a really good looking crop. If you'd asked me in February, our conditions out here at Lahoma, I'd said not good. We look now, we got some great heads out there, especially in the variety trials. I'm really excited about that late planted wheat that they showed. That has some really potential. I'm excited to get into it in my research program.
Any cool new apps we need to tell our farmers about?
The coolest new app is one that will be of great benefit coming up is the wheat variety app that was released a while ago. We're still working on it, so by June we'll be really good to go. But you can search your OGI varieties and pick what characteristics you want, and it'll give you those varieties. So that's a wheat variety tool by Oklahoma State University. It's out there, and we're going to be building it over the years, adding other companies, adding other varieties.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.